Thank you all for coming on this daily sentence prayers. It's good to see Sarah with us this evening. Could we open God's word at Luke chapter 19? Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19, and reading from verse 1. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as also he is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And Zacchaeus, who was short in height and a Jewish man, and who also was employed by the Romans, who occupied Israel at that time, and Zacchaeus was employed as a chief tax collector, and as a result of his employment was hated by the Jewish population. Zacchaeus had heard that Jesus was to pass through Jericho, and as Zacchaeus had a desire to see Jesus and to find out more about him, he tried to meet Jesus along the way, but because of the press of the crowd, who also turned out to see Jesus, and also because of his short in height, his short stature, Zacchaeus could not see Jesus, as he was blocked, as Jesus was blocked from his view. Then Zacchaeus, knowing the route that Jesus would take, rushed ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree, so that he might at least see Jesus. And what a surprise Zacchaeus got when Jesus stopped at that place and looking up and called unto him by name and said, Make haste and come down. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And when the Jews saw it, they all marveled, saying that he was going to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. They recognized Zacchaeus as a sinner and themselves as righteous. But as Romans 3 and 10 states that, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. And Romans 3 and 23 states that, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And here we see that we are all sinners because we have all been born sinners. As Psalm 51:5 states, Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Then in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 16 we read that, And the Lord God commanded the man Adam, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And in Genesis 3 and 1 we read that now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman Eve said unto the serpent, we may eat of the first fruit, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And 1 Corinthians 15 and 21, which reads, for since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. And Romans 5 and 12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Then in these verses we see that when Adam disobeyed God, and when he ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, against God's warning that he would surely die, and this disobedient act of Adam was counted as sin, that through Adam's disobedience that sin and death entered into the world. And this is why Romans 3 and 23 states that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and why also Psalm 51:5 states that, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. And so we can see clearly from the word of God this evening that you and I, and every person included, are sinners through birth, and that the reason why we sin is because that we have been born that way. In verse 8, where Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. In this verse, we see that Zacchaeus demonstrates by what he says that he has been saved. As 1 Corinthians 12 and 13 states that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Spirit. And Zacchaeus calls Jesus Lord and demonstrates his salvation in his act of restitution when he states that, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And in verse 9, where the Lord says to Zacchaeus, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. The Lord is saying here that Zacchaeus is saved because he also is a son of Abraham. And he's a son of Abraham, and it's not because that he was born a Jew that he is a son of Abraham, but because he believed God. As Galatians 3 and 6 states that Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of the faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith are the same, the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles through faith preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. And this is why Zacchaeus is counted as a son of Abraham. And Ephesians 2 and 8 states that, by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. In these verses, we see that as Abraham was saved by grace through faith, and so was the case, and all who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ are saved, as Acts 2 and 21 states, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And whosoever includes you and me and everyone else. And so if you're not saved, why not ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save you? And he will. Then in verse 10, the Lord Jesus Christ said this the case, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. We see that the Lord is telling Zacchaeus that all who are not saved are lost. And in verse 3, where we read that Zacchaeus sought to see Jesus, who he was. And then in verse 5, where we read that when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And in these verses we see that the Lord Jesus Christ knows who you are by name and the place wherever you may be, and that the seeking sinner will always be found by the seeking Saviour. I was thinking there, Davy, that he saw a bankie from Clydebank mowing the lawn in the garden in McKinney Park. He knew where you were. In these verses, we see another seeking, John chapter 3, verse 1. John chapter 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. No man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born again when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master in Israel, and knowest not of these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak what we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So in these verses we see another seeking sinner, Nicodemus. Nicodemus, who was a Pharisee and a ruler of the Jews, who came to Jesus by night and called him Rabbi. a teacher come from God, because he reckoned that no man could do the miracles that the Lord did except God be with him. And here was Nicodemus face to face with the God he professed to worship, and he did not recognize him. And so the Lord answers Nicodemus with, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And Nicodemus answers with, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter in the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Then the Lord explains to Nicodemus that the new birth is a spiritual birth, and that he must be born again of the Spirit of God. And that when Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should have everlasting life. But should not perish, but have everlasting life. The children of Israel rebelled against God in the wilderness, and the Lord sent fiery serpents to bite the rebellious, and when they were bitten by those serpents, they died. But Moses prayed for the children of Israel and made intercession for them, and God told Moses to make a brass serpent, and when Moses lifted it up on a pole, and whenever anyone who was bitten by the fiery serpent looked up to the brass pole, then they were healed. Then God healed them. And the Lord Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus, "So must the Son of Man be lifted up." And the Lord was referring to his death and his crucifixion on the cross at Golgotha. And that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And when we look up to the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in him, we are born again of the Spirit of God, and we receive the gift of God, eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the Lord explains that God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And the Lord warns us, "He that believeth on him, the Lord Jesus Christ, is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." So then, whosoever that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ is not condemned and will not perish, but have eternal life. But whosoever will not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ is condemned already. And we can read about that outcome for the unbelievers, the condemned, in Revelation 20 and verse 11. Revelation 20 and verse 11, which reads, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And the devil that deceived them," is verse 10, "and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night for forever and ever. In these verses we see that their good works cannot save all those who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ when they stand before him at the great white throne of judgment, as they have not believed and received the gift of God, eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord, and have been found and have not been found written in the book of life. In Revelation 21 and verse 1, we can read of the future of all those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and who are written in the book of life. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw a holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he dwells with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And Joel 3 and 14 states that multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. What decision will you make? If you're among the lost and know not the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, will you remain in unbelief and find yourself at the great white throne of judgment and be cast into the lake of fire to spend all eternity in torment along with the devil, the beast and the false prophet and all the other unbelievers? Or will you be like Abraham, Zacchaeus, Nicodemus and all believers and call upon the name of the Lord while he may yet be found and be born again of the Spirit of God, receive the gift of God, eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, and spend all eternity with God himself in the new heaven and new earth and new Jerusalem? The choice is yours to make, but remember that scripture warns us that now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation, because we cannot boast ourselves of tomorrow. And so we implore you that if you are not saved, to be saved today. Be saved today, because for you, tomorrow may be too late. Amen. Do you commit the meeting to the Lord in prayer?
Father, we again give you thanks and praise you for the word that went forth. Whosoever believing in him shall in no wise be cast out. And so, Father, we thank you and praise you for the case for the Lord knew where he was at.
Yes.
In the same way, he knows where we're all at.
Yep.
He knows all about us and how deep we've got in sin and how low we've got. But Father, that whosoever called have in no wise cast out. And whosoever is everybody, nobody's left out. And so Father, we thank you for the word that's went forth. And even Zacchaeus, Lord, was a changed man when he came down.
Yes.
Out of the tree, Father. That's how quick it happens. You don't need to go through an interview and tell him what you've done and what you haven't done. He knows what you've done. always asking you to accept him as your Lord and Saviour. And we pray, Father, that is what will happen tonight, Lord. And some of the listeners to the word tonight. Hear of you, hear of me. And he that despises me, you despises me. And he that despises me, despises him that sent me. The Lord said, take that to the disciples when they were going out to preach the word. And we pray, Father, that we learn tonight who will despise the word, but will accept the word. And set a man be born again and cannot see the kingdom of God. It's so easy to understand, but it's so hard for people to accept. Pray, Father, you'll give them light, Father. And we pray, Father, that light is your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray, Father, tonight will be someone's night of salvation, Father. And now we commit it into your hand. Thank you for the help you've given Sam. And thank you, Father, for our time this day, Father. It's been a blessed day, Father. It's been a day of rejoicing. And seeing Sadie sitting there in the night, Lord, we are rejoicing to see him, Lord. Yes. And it won't be long before we see our brother Jory as well. So now we commit it to you, Father. For those that our heads is bowed before you, pray your blessing can go before them and undertake for them and their families in these times, Father. Take us home to our homes, to safety. Let nothing befall us by the way, Father. And when we will return again, we will return again to sit at thy feet. We give you thanks in the lovely name. The name of every knee shall bow. And every tongue confess he is Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.